Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
It is the Hard Line. You're on 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com. Eric Messersmith with former Blue Cam Jansen, former Mizzou receiver TJ Moe. Matt Rocchio is hanging out with us as well. No Hadley. He's gone to get some teeth
cut out. Yeah. Dude, not pulled. Pulled sounds
like his whole mouth
cut out.
Poor guy.
Take his whole mouth.
Cam.
Cut it right out.
Tell us about Tin Roof.
Oh, yeah. Besides our Blue Note breakdown coming up on the 12th with me and Hannah Ray Yates and Maddie Lashoff, we do that before Flues games. February 17th at Tin Roof St. Louis from 6 to 10. $15 all you can eat hot chicken with an additional $15 whiskey tasting, some good old honky-tonk music along with a hot chicken eating contest. Tickets available at tinroofstlouis.com. Check that out.
I hope Hadley has those teeth.
Oh, my God. He's not already
chicken
the,
eating contest.
He's not allowed in there anymore.
Nah. Bud Light text line is 855-282-8255. Bud Light, the official beer of the Hard Line. 855-282-TALK. We were talking about that woman who was signing gibberish at the press conference when they announced they had caught that serial killer in Tampa. She lied and said she was the sign language person.
Jesus.
And she didn't know what she was doing, but she was just messing around. Catfish says, wow, Hadley has a second career in sign language. He speaks fluent gibberish.
Yeah, he does.
My Dixie Wrecked.
Why
has
is
checked
it
in on the text
like the TJ?
Like the cup.
My Dixie Cup Wrecked says, TJ, it was a great miniseries about the Unabomber. The Discovery Channel did it a few months ago before it made it to Netflix. You will get frustrated before the end.
That's all right. I'm frustrated all the time.
Yeah.
Sexually.
TJ is very sexually frustrated.
Breaking news here. It's not really breaking news because we had talked about it happening, but Walt Disney and 21st Century Fox is closing in on their deal officially. Could come as soon as next week. Enterprise value for the 21st Century Fox assets is seen about $60 billion.
Wow. The key thing there for sports fans is that deal going to include the regional sports networks like Fox Sports Midwest? Because originally they said no, but now I read something the other day that it might. So
to my understanding, and you're right, this was last week. My understanding was Fox News was not going to be able to be owned because that was some sort of monopoly deal, and neither was the like FS1, the sports.
Yeah, right. But what I'm talking about the regionals.
Every channel. I saw it as every Fox Sports channel save SF1.
FS1. That would be huge.
SF1, baby.
Because that, I mean, that
speak
would mean that your Blues and Cardinals broadcast.
Sounds like a really liberal campaign slogan. Speak for one. Do it for all. Like something like really corny like that.
Think about ESPN. We've been talking about how their rights fees are the problem, right? Because they're paying all this money.
So what they got to do is run everybody's rights fees through the ceiling, so it seems like ESPN is a bargain.
Fox Sports, if you add up the rights fees, they have the regional networks for all those NHL, MLB, NBA teams. It's like 20-some channels. They've got rights fees out the wazoo for all these teams. So ESPN would run the Fox Sports Midwest and all the other regional networks.
They have an entire Fox Sports channel that just pretty like 90% of the time it's just Indiana Pacers games, and that's like the only thing that channel.
So who doesn't want to watch that?
That's regional, God.
But yeah,
sweet.
Well, if they could put the Mouse in the Palace on repeat, I would watch that. But no, I don't know how you're gonna.
That was like a Hadley, by the way. There,
I don't know.
Look, I thought Hadley was here.
If you're Disney and ESPN is tanking, why are you buying up more things in the same industry that are also on the trajectory to tank?
The only thing I can think of is that Fox and Rupert Murdoch said it was kind of like a baseball trade. Like, you got to take these. Like, this is part of the deal. If you want them, you take them because we don't want to pay these rights fees anymore. We're getting out of the rights fee business paying game. And so if you want this deal, they're part
and
of
I,
it.
And I don't think your joke's that ridiculous, TJ. This is not the first time a business has decided that the way to fix the fact that their market share is doing worse is by acquiring a larger market share, and so then
and then chasing everybody else
and
out
then
of
chasing
market.
Everybody else out of the market. Exactly, right. It's a classic high level American business.
Yeah, except we have monopoly rules.
And that's what I was gonna say. The only thing that you run into is how much can you take before you start running into monopoly and antitrust violations here. Because it's clear to me is that this move allows them to take a larger market share, so that the fact that they're getting priced out at certain points doesn't. That problem doesn't exist as much, or it's not as stark.
It'll be interesting.
I can't imagine the only reason why you get into this.
Here's your
considering
problem,
how badly their sports properties are doing right now.
Here's your problem. While maybe this fixes your rights fees to some degree, cord cutting is still your largest issue. So
yeah, as we talked about with cord cutting the way it was, it's all gonna reverse around, and these big companies are gonna be able to, I think, roll right back into it in a different way.
No, they're not.
They're struggling to do that so far.
What makes you think that would happen? Because
all these
they're being subsidized by your Aunt Gladys, who's 73 right now. She will never order anything.
That's fine, but when they get all these pay for subscription services, and everyone pretty much cuts all their cords, and then everyone's paying $13 a month to have CBS All Access and another $8.99 to have Hulu, they're going to get the money from Hulu.
No, they're not.
Right? Not as much as
what
they're
getting. What are you
talking
about? That $8.99 for Hulu is... How much of ESPN money do they actually get from that? Virtually nothing. Right now, they're getting a large chunk of what this cable company, gets almost nothing compared to what ESPN gets in this bundle, and it's being subsidized by everybody. You're saying an individual person has to actually go order something, and they get even smaller amount. $8.99? Right now, ESPN itself is $8.
Yeah, I would like to
Where's
see...
Where's the money coming from?
I would and for like Fox Sports Midwest, I think, just let's use them as an example. For a long time, they were probably rolling in it when the last Cardinal deal.
Yeah.
But now the Cardinal deal is like $1 billion, and I believe the Blues deal is up after this season, so that's going to go way up. So I would like to see what Fox Sports Midwest profit margin was before these deals and what it's going to be afterwards, because their rights fees are, I mean, that's whatever. The Blues deal is going to be huge too. Rockwood Rectal Rooter weighing in says, I just talked to Randy Cassidy. He says Eric has bitch muscles.
Now that's
I was
true.
Thinking the same
that's
thing.
1,000%
your problem
true.
Eric is that Fox Sports Midwest is built holistically on the back of those two teams, and that's it. They don't have another thing, not 1 ounce of programming
again,
anybody else.
But again, that's not a rare thing with the FSN, with their regional properties.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? When you're talking about getting out of, are you gonna offer them less? You say, fine, we won't take your deal. Cardinals will say, okay, we will provide our own network then, and we will build the whole thing.
Yeah, this is ESPN kind of doubling down on a model that's
dying.
And again, I think my guess is, because I think I read that Rupert Murdoch, who's obviously a very smart businessman, has soured on these regional cable networks like Fox Sports Midwest because of the rights fees. And I think Disney really wanted Fox's movie studio. And I think Rupert Murdoch probably said, you got to take all these off our hands too. That's my guess of how this went down. If they're in fact in it, I don't know if they're going to be in it.
Instead of Gladys subsidizing ESPN, Disney's just going to just eat huge losses on the sports properties.
And, well, because this is the weirdest thing. Because in any other industry, if you have a branch of your company losing you money, you don't double down on that branch. You cut the branch,
exactly.
And everybody loses their job and doesn't exist anymore. Disney is a behemoth. The thing is gigantic. And then you have ESPN, who is there. Look, they cut it. They fired like 150 people last week. And this is coming off the heels of 3 months ago when they fired like 300. And then there was over 100 last year.
And no matter how big Disney is, if you look at the large numbers, ESPN, how much ESPN's failing is hurting.
It's hurting Disney.
And so that's why I'm trying to figure. That's why everything makes me think that the big corporations have something figured out on how this cord cutting isn't going to completely screw them. Else, this wouldn't be happening.
I might be right.
I feel like I'm sitting back on the laurels of when the rich have it figured out like this. We just don't know yet.
I think their long-term strategy is. I think that part of it is they're going to give up on the big rights fees, like Monday Night Football, and they're going to focus on what they think they can make money out of, which is a lot of these local things. I think that's what ESPN's going to do long-term. I think ESPN's going to let Monday Night Football go, and they're going to focus on regional sports networks and the local TV deals through there. I think they think they can make their money on that.
I'm not sure why you think that, though, because their channel that's making them money is ESPN. And if people aren't – if you don't put something – worth having on ESPN, nobody's buying it, and that's $8 a pop on 100 million people 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I think they know that that model's dead anyway.
So it's dead, but I'm saying, where are you getting the money from, right? You're going to double down, and you think, where are you getting the money from? Because if you don't put anything on ESPN, now you've just lost billions.
I think you're going to do what Rock said. I think you're going to hope that you make enough. You're not going to make as much as you do now, but you're hoping that you're going to make enough money from people buying ESPN to watch it over the air directly. They're doing an over-the-top thing. That if you don't have the large rights fees for some of the big leagues, you'll still have NBA games, MLB games, maybe NHL games, but you won't have Monday Night Football. And so I think they're betting if they can lower their costs and get rid of things like Monday Night Football, that they'll be able to. I don't know if it'll work or not.
If
but
they
I
try to charge anything close to $8 while they do not have Monday Night Football, that is how they right now justify it being $8. Well, you get Monday Night Football, you get John Gruden, it's the biggest night, it's the only thing on TV Monday night. You got to watch it. If you're just playing hockey games, good freaking luck, dude.
Injured Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man says, guys, I paid the sign language chick to do a continuous loop of Hadley is fat. You're welcome. Brandon in St. Charles says, I just tuned into the show. What did I miss? TJ was very active on FaceBat last night, plugging his Facebook fan page and Twitter.
I just told him. Well, I'm not normally plugged into searches. I am plugged into this one. So I said, if y'all want to, I'm not going to post on the, different fan pages and different things. I said, if y'all want to, I'll post things on my page here if you guys want to see it.
Really?
Yeah, you can follow me on, and it's actually, it comes out differently. Facebook, I put everything in one thing, and then you can edit that page so I can add it or whatever and just have a running, like, here's when it update or whatever, versus Twitter is real time, and if you make a typo, you have to decide, you notice it 2 hours later, do you delete it?
I hate that.
But it's already been retweeted 900 times. Do you delete it, or do you... Oh, congratulate Eric!
He get 1,000?
Over 1,000 Twitter followers.
Thank you.
We did it. Look, this is like the time that Donald Trump's father gave him a small $1 million loan, I just did for you. I just gave you a small 1,000-person Twitter following. Now it is your job to spread your wings and create a following.
I would rather have Trump's dad's gift. Thanks.
What's the equivalent of being a slumlord on Twitter?
What?
Gibby says on the text line, on the bright side, Hadley won't need his teeth to eat at the Golden Corral. He'll fit right in. That is true. They are never going to be a sponsor on this station.
No, they're not.
I was dating a girl who burned her face at spring break, and when she started to peel, I told her she looked like she opened up a package from a Unabomber. That's from Grimes.
That turned out. County.
That wasn't very nice.
Dude, this Unabomber thing is wild. I'm only through about 3/4 of an episode. I just started watching it last night.
Wildest part about it is just how one person stays off the grid enough to elude the U.S. government for as long as he did. That's the crazy part about it. While sending packages with bombs in them.
Like, for instance, think about it. This actually doesn't take a ton of stuff. I mean, I think about this. I told you, my SEAL buddy, when he would call back from overseas, he would have to go through a European network, and then he calls in. Nobody could ever find him, right? You have no idea where he's actually from. He's calling from. He's going through a European network, and it gets here. You do the same thing, and it's a bomb. So it's not like there's going to be residue from – like, it's about to blow up, dude. Yep. So you just get stuff that blows up, and then they'll find a little piece, and they would know it from you because he signed everything like FC or something, Freedom something or other. And but the weird thing is like he was off the grid for like 6 years,
I guess. He lived in like a – shack in Montana, wasn't it?
Somebody saw it. Well, that's what they said. I'm not sure yet. Somebody like got a saw.
I know how the story ended.
And got a sketch. And so he was off the grid for 6 years. And then everything got way more advanced during those six years. And then he started killing people, right? For the longest time, stuff was blowing up in your face, and then you'd limp down the stairs, trying not to bleed out. Then he started getting more powerful stuff, and it was like, you open that bomb, and that's it. Mm. And it was like secretaries opening bombs for who was supposed to be their boss and things like that. I mean, woof.
Peter Fitzner-Well says, hey, Hadley, I heard from a bird you have your own private bathroom at the office. Now I'm just curious how many 7-Eleven chili dogs are currently clogging the toilet.
Ew. He's always got that 46. Fan on. When I go in there, the fan is just perpetual on.
Yeah.
That bathroom's taking a beating.
Injured Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man says, sadly, the Unabomber got fingered by his brother. Think about it. It's true. He did.
It's kind of cool.
Don't tell me what happens.
He got fingered by his brother.
Yeah. Don't tell me
he
what
liked
happens.
It.
Cam, tonight.
Yo.
You're going to be in Hot Shots in Arnold, and this is benefiting a good cause. That unfortunate incident yesterday where an officer in Arnold was shot. I believe the latest report, right, is that he's okay.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Thank God.
Obviously, it's going to be a long recovery.
Critical but stable.
He got shot in the back of the head, I believe. Ryan O'Connor is the police officer from Arnold. We're going to be there at Hot Shots at 7 o'clock tonight, and they're going to accepting donations to help with this family because it's going to be, again, a long, long struggle ahead for this this man and his family. So we're going to be there at 7 o'clock. It's a little holiday party. We're going to donate some money to that family. We're going to have a good time. That is Hot Shots in Arnold. At 7 o'clock, I will be there. We'll have a good time, and we'll also raise some good money, too.
Quick update before we go here. Alex something.
Petrangelo?
No.
Oh, what's he doing?
Pavlovic,
Bergman.
Who covers the Giants
Trebek.
For NBC Sports, says, this can obviously change as it goes, but the Giants expect a Stanton decision by the end of the week. I am hearing they continue to view the Dodgers, not the Cardinals, as the biggest threat.
Wow. There you go. Screw them. We'll just up our offer.
To what?
Whatever he needs. An animal at the zoo. We got that polar bear now. Toasted raviolis. Part of the arch.
But you're only going to give him part of it?
We'll give him half the arch.
Got the Lake of the Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks. There you go. Hooking it up his own boat.
Me and TJ will take him down there for a weekend.
I'm sure he'll have a good time. Hey, thanks for listening today. Coming up next is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion. Thanks to Matt Rocchio and Brian Hoffman for their help. As always, for Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, and John Hadley, I'm Eric Messersmith. This has been The Hardline. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We're back tomorrow at 1 from Big A's there in St. Charles. Have a great night, everybody.